listener production.
Hi there, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The Prime Minister has paid tribute to WA Premier Mark McGowan, who's announced his resignation. Anthony Albanese says the WA leader will always be remembered for seeing the people of Western Australia through one of the most challenging crises in our nation's history. Mark McGowan says he's burnt out and lost his drive to continue the job. He's held back tears while looking back on his lengthy political career.
I've served in Parliament for 26 and a half years as either Premier, Opposition Leader, Minister, Shadow Minister, Parliamentary Secretary, and of course, as the Member for Rockingham.
This week in Parliament will be his last. In Queensland, where two teen drivers have died in a head-on smash in the state's scenic rim, police say a ute and sedan collided in Burnham overnight. Two boys, both aged 17, sadly died at the scene. The Prime Minister will deliver a key speech tonight, urging Aussies to vote yes in the upcoming Voice to Parliament referendum. Anthony Albanese will take to the stage in Adelaide, warning of scare campaigns that he says will divide Australia. Legislation to hold the referendum later this year was introduced to the House of Representatives last week. It's the end of an era for Breakfast TV, with David Koch stepping down as co-host of Sunrise after more than 20 years.
It just seems right to exit stage left. I will do so with enormous pride and gratitude, and thank you for having me.
His final episode will be next Friday. To sport, New South Wales has been rocked just 2 days from the Origin opener. Latrell Mitchell is out with a calf injury, while Nathan Cleary is battling an infected tooth. But Maroons legend Gordon Tallis has told Listener's Footy Talk podcast Penrith's Stephen Crichton is a more than capable replacement in the centres.
Queensland would have been preparing for him, but it's still Crichton's been in great form as well. So they do lose a bit, but it's still a powerful New South Wales side.
And Alex de Minaur leads the Aussie charge on day two of the French Open tonight. Alexei Popperin and Chris O'Connell follow.